Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for November 22nd. So, we have just come through a couple of really, really big, intense energetic days. I know that if you are a fellow empath or sensitive, you would have been feeling it in your human vehicle big time. So, kind of like we were getting microwaved there for a couple of days. Yeah, it's always fun when we feel the ascension symptoms in such a intense way. And I realized this because this was kind of some insights that came through in some dreams last night or in the dream state, is that not everybody's going to feel everything on the same level or the same intensity. And there's obviously reasons for that. There's obviously reasons about, you know, the energetic layers that we have. And of course, the like attracts the like. And if you have more of one frequency in your human vehicle, then of course you will attract more of that. Like there's a whole, and I'm not going to try and pretend that I have all the answers to it, because honestly, I only have what they give me and what I experience myself. But I think that part of it too is, you know, each soul has a specific purpose when it comes here. So some of us have been wired a specific way so that it allows us to have experiences in a certain way. So I don't think there's any like highs or lows to it, or good or better or bad or worse. I think that it's just kind of, again, I don't know why my team always does this to me, but they show me cars. So it's just like some cars have certain features and some cars don't. Does it make it any better or any worse? No, it just, you know, it makes the experience different. As an example, you know, I have a brand new fancy car, that I'm very thankful for and grateful for. And I love this particular car, but it doesn't have a tire sensor. So it's got all, you know, it's a big fancy car. It should come with a tire sensor that, you know, my past car that I just had, the big fancy car, it would tell you when the tire pressure was low. The little thing would come up and tell you on your screen. This car does not. It just doesn't have it. Does it mean that there's something wrong with this car or that it's lower quality? No, because it was the most expensive car I've ever had, but it doesn't have a tire sensor. So I think that if we start looking at that kind of stuff, so pay attention to when you're listening to the people around you, or, you know, are listening to me or people like me or the people you follow, and they're having these ascension symptoms and you're not. Don't think for a moment that that's because, oh, look at, they're highly evolved and they're evolving or they're awakening and I'm not and there's something wrong with me. It has nothing to do with that. So just remind yourself that it's all happening the way that it needs to happen. And, you know, your specific purpose or your specific mission is having you to have the experiences in the way that you're having them. And, you know, honestly, I'm thankful for this, that kind of that way of things working out, because for me, being such a, you know, a full blown sensitive empath that, you know, feels, and I've been told by, you know, many healers and readers that I'm a filter, that I filter the energies that are coming through, which is not, it's not an easy thing. It's honestly not. Like, imagine yourself feeling like you're being microwaved for like no apparent reason. Yeah, it's not a good thing at all most of the time. So a big part of me, you know, I have to remind myself that this kind of like pain and suffering that I go through is for a higher good, for a higher purpose. And that, you know, there is goodness that comes out of it, because of course, you know, the reason that I have all those sensitivities also allows me to do my work really well, right? So the fact that I'm able to be a channel and a medium and a psychic to the extent that I am is because of those sensitivities. And so it's because of those sensitivities that I've been able to work with hundreds of people and hundreds of clients and be able to help them and heal them and, you know, and be the catalyst for that. And that's a purpose, that serves a purpose. But I'm also incredibly thankful that my husband, who also is highly intuitive, highly connected, is not a sensitive. So I'm super thankful for that, because of course, you know, when you're in a marriage, it's important that one of you is able to function and take care of stuff and be on top of stuff if the other one needs a couple days out because there's geostorms and solar flares going through. And so I'm very, very thankful for that. And I'm thankful that we, you know, we reached a place in our marriage where he recognizes, you know, my sensitivities for what they are. And it wasn't always like that, you know, back in, you know, if we go 10 years ago or even, you know, more, there was not a lot of understanding about what was happening to me or with me. And it wasn't even, I didn't understand it. I didn't have the understanding of it. So how could I expect him to have the understanding of it? But it was a rough time for us to go through because, you know, when you're going through ascension, it literally can feel like you're dying because I think a part of you is, right? There's those layers are dying off so that the new vibration, the new frequency can come through. And so it's definitely not an easy path for some of us. It's definitely can be challenging. And, you know, we have to keep our eye on the prize of knowing that it does serve a purpose, that it does serve a higher good, especially when we're in the middle of it, because I find for me now that the moments that are really hard and that I struggle with it, they're small now. They're just small moments. And so I try and make sure that I have a few people in my circle that also have the same symptom stuff that I have so they can validate it, but also so that we can make fun of it, so that we can laugh at it, so we can find the humor in it, because it really is, you know, to the outside world, if anybody, you know, if you sat there and talked to anybody about some of the stuff that ascension wise of what you're going through, they might want to, you know, tell you to go get some medicine, tell you to go and see somebody for some help. But of course, you know, we know that everything being energy, that everything we're experiencing is serving a purpose. So I just wanted everybody to make sure that you're knowing that or having that awareness if you are ever in doubt about your level of ascension or where you are on your path, because I think that many of us underestimate that. We underestimate how far we've come or how far, you know, we are on the journey, like how deep we are into it. And we undermine our own successes. And so I think that's really important right now for everybody to be owning and taking on. And here's another, so this is part of that came off of the insight with that is, part of this, you know, and especially what we're going through right now collectively on the planet, and I'm, you know, I hope you guys as my members, I hope that you're not feeling like, oh, she just keeps on talking about the pandemic and the virus. But I feel like it's almost unavoidable at this point because it's kind of like set the theme for everything. And so even though I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to preach about, you know, the stats and the facts and the rights and the wrongs and all that, I'm going to get the insights for us in regards to why, you know, why it's happening, what's the purpose, what are we supposed to be getting from it, how all of that, because again, there's no such thing as an accident or a coincidence. So everything is happening for us. It's literally like a playing field that's being set up for us so that we can have the experiences that we need to. So as souls, you have life lessons. You have a purpose. You have missions. So you come here and all of the things that are happening before you are the playing field for you to go and have those experiences in. So one of the things that they were talking to me about is how we need to really use the opportunity of when we're feeling something strongly, and, you know, we call it our truth. So when we're feeling our truths, we need to ask ourselves, how does this make me feel? And this is really important because, again, when we're talking about what's happening collectively on the planet, you can clearly see that there are two sides to this, right? There are clearly two sides to it. Each side, each group of souls that's on each side are feeling strongly about their truth in their particular story, in their timeline. They're feeling strongly about their truth. You're seeing this everywhere. You're seeing it in the conversations people are having. You're seeing it in posts on social media. You're seeing it in the news, people protesting. You're seeing it everywhere. And the thing that they want to give us as an insight or a guidance for help on this is to ask ourselves, how is this making me feel? So yes, this is my truth. Okay, so this is my truth right now, and this is how I'm feeling about it. How does it make me feel? So when I make a statement about my truth, so I make a comment about what's happening, or I'm sharing an experience that I've had that's related to what's going on right now on the planet. And especially a perfect example is the social media stuff, right? You make a post on social media. Ask yourself this. Pause before you do it. Just take a moment. Pause before you do it and ask yourself, how is this making me feel? So when I say these words out of my mouth, or I type these words from my phone onto my pages, what vibration am I emitting? What vibration am I doing this through? Now, to really simplify it, there's only going to be two answers to that. There's going to be through the vibration or frequency of love, or there's going to be through the vibration or frequency of fear. Only two ways. There's not going to be an in-between on that. And here's how you're going to know the difference. So if it is coming through the frequency of love, it's going to feel differently to you. This is the key about all of this, is you're going to tune in and find out how something feels to you. So the frequency of love feels very easy, right? There's flow to it. There's no restrictions to it. There's not a boundary to it. It also feels very light. When you say the words through the frequency of love, when you write the words through the frequency of love, you will feel lighter. Your vibrational energy will feel lighter. Everybody following me on that? Okay. And then the other side of that is the frequency of fear. And so fear has a very distinct frequency to it as well. It feels very hard. So it's very hard, non-moving. It does not flow. They're like cement blocks. When you're putting out words, they're either cement blocks or bullets or weapons. It's very hard, very strong energy. It's also very heavy energy. Fear holds a lot of density in it. So think about that. Love, because it's very high frequency, it moves very fast. So the particles of energy are very, very fast, light. Think about feathers, think about bubbles, think about things that are light and floaty. Fear is the difference. Fear is the opposite of it. So the particles are very heavy and dense, and they move very, very slowly. And so when things move very slowly, they become very heavy. So when you are speaking through the vibration of fear, you will feel heavy. There will be a heaviness to the way you feel. So you'll feel it in your physical body. You will feel it in your energy field. You will feel that heaviness. And here's the thing that you guys have got to remind yourselves about, because this is really important as well, is that when you are emitting through the vibration of love, what do you think happens to your experience? It attracts love. It attracts love. Like attracts like. It's one of the governing laws of this planet. Fear attracts fear. So if you're feeling fearful and you are speaking your truth through the vibration of fear, you will have more experiences that are going to bring you more opportunity to experience fear. And so this whole thing that's happening right now on this planet is about this. It's about the opportunity to recognize these frequencies and to decide which frequency you want, which frequency you want to be running through your human vehicle. And I'll give you just an example. So a while ago, I stopped making posts on my personal social media pages having to do with, about the pandemic, about the vaxes, the numbers, the stats. I stopped. And the reason that I stopped was because the circle of friends that I have, albeit getting smaller and smaller, because when everything first started with this, it was really showing me the true colors of the people that I had as friends, you know, friends we have on Facebook. And so as, you know, as a business owner in a small town, you know, my friends list, it was important at one point for it to be huge. But over the years, it was getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And of course, when the pandemic came in place, it really showed me the true colors of a lot of people that I was sharing energy with, or I was giving them access to my energy. And so my friend list became smaller and smaller and smaller. And I made certain that when I was doing that, I was not matching their frequency. I was not doing it from a place of fear. I was not doing it from a place of I hate you or you're wrong or throwing judgment on them. I was doing it out of a place of boundaries, of creating boundaries for myself, of also protecting myself and of self-care and self-love. So this is really, really important that we do this. And it helps us to recognize our frequency as well and where we are, how we're feeling. Remember, guys, this whole thing is about a division of souls, right? When we divide souls, when we create the, you know, we put fear in there, there's power in there. And so we have to remind ourselves about that. So this week, really, really important, we're going to work on getting to know our own frequency, our own vibration. I'm going to pop on and do a live in a minute. If you get a chance later, go on and listen to it on the Facebook page. I can share it in our private group too on Facebook as well. But they gave me some good insights for everybody to do. So I'm going to share that with everybody. And you guys can go over there and listen to that later on today. But our specific guidance that they've given us for our members is to really, they keep on showing me the when you're feeling your truths, feel into your truths, really feel into it and be honest with it. And, you know, sometimes we have to call ourselves on our bullshit. Sometimes we have to be the ones that call ourselves on our bullshit, especially when we're doing the, I'm speaking my truth. This is coming from a place of truth. Great. That's awesome. We all can do that. But is it coming through the vibration of fear or is it coming through the vibration of love? Big, big thing to ask yourself, because again, this is, you can't fake it. You can't. The thing about it is with frequency, with energy, you can't fake it. You if you're saying one thing, but you're feeling something different, it's going to affect your vibrational frequency. So remind yourself about that. It's going to affect your vibrational frequency and it's going to affect your experience. This is, again, we're being prepped. We have big, big prepping happening for us right now. Eclipse season we're in. This means big changes. This means big uglies coming up to be released in all of us. Our uglies are going to come up to be released because they're low frequency energy that we don't need anymore. We need to allow ourselves to let go of it. We need to recognize ego for ego. We need to recognize pain body for pain body. And we need to recognize when we are in alignment with our higher selves, how that feels. And so this is going to be about stepping into our power. We're going to be finding our power. And we're going to do it through the easiest way. Am I feeling like I'm full of love or I'm feeling like I'm full of fear? And that's going to be our gauge of how we kind of navigate the next little while. Okay, lovelies. So I hope that this sinks in a bit. I hope that you play around with it a little bit. I hope that it will definitely help you with your frequency, help you to get up there, help you to feel better. This can be used in all aspects, all avenues of your life. Remind yourself about that. Just simply saying, when I say these words, when I write these words, when I read this thing, when I watch this thing, how is it making me feel? Is it creating love or is it creating fear? And what frequency do I want to have? Ask yourself that. Just ask yourself and see what comes up. Sending you guys all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.